I blame Grand Rapids for my wanderlust. Several years before I was born, my mother left Grand Rapids High School to spend her senior year in Costa Rica. She has, ever since, had a fondness for papaya and mango, and regularly served me and my brothers dinners of gallo pinto, which is what Costa Ricans call rice and black beans with cilantro. 20 years later, my mother took her whole family, including her parents and her mother-in-law, for a 3-week trip to Costa Rica. I was 12. I will forever remember the image of my maternal grandmother, who lives in Grand Rapids to this day, late on Christmas Eve, after we all stayed up until midnight to eat an enormous paella, my grandmother, full of verve and dangling jewelry, leading everyone in the Macarena. My grandparents traveled the world in their time, and talked often about friends who also traveled. As a child, I came away with the impression that Grand Rapids is a bustling hub of worldly adventure seekers. Much like Bilbo Baggins found courage to leave the Shire from his Took side, perhaps I can credit my sojourns to Grandma and Grandpa Norberg. So I find myself in Mexico, where, legend has it, Grandpa Oli once pulled a knife on an unprepared pickpocket. I have left the snow and ice of northern Minnesota for a warmer climate. Specifically, I'm stationed in a place called Cuernavaca, whose citizens like to remember its nickname, the City of Eternal Spring, though it feels more like a Minnesota summer, with highs every day in the upper 80s. My house overlooks the Barranca, a plummeting ravine bursting with greenery and opening onto an abyss that supposedly carries water. I've come on a research grant to pursue my graduate school studies. Given the chance to be a literary detective, I'm following the tracks of great novels. Word of Minnesota, it turns out, precedes me. This weekend I traveled with my partner Corey to the nearby town of Tasco, sprawled across a steep mountainside. For centuries, Tasco has served as a fount of silver for the Western world, and visitors find its legacy represented in hundreds of silver shops and roadside stands selling jewelry. We strolled into a shop off the central plaza after dark on Saturday night. The employee at the door engaged us with more than the typical earnestness. Rather than seeming aggressive, he came off as friendly, maybe almost a little pathetic. He looked about in his late 50s and wore a red polo. Though Corey and I both speak passable Spanish, he insisted on speaking to us in English. He asked where we're from, and we said the U.S. He asked where in the U.S., and we said Minnesota. His eyes lit up. Minnesota, he said. Land of 10,000 lakes. We smiled. Yes. Ice fishing, he said. We laughed. It turned out that he had dated a woman from Minneapolis for 5 years who had tried, unsuccessfully, to get him to go ice fishing. It's too cold, he said, miming the shivers. He invited us to look at the merchandise, and we did, but he quickly hurried over again. I can give you a discount, he said. It's low season for tourists, so I can give you 20% off anything. And because you're from Minnesota, I can make it 30%. Who knew being from Minnesota could earn us a discount worldwide? More likely, the discount and his slight air of desperation took root in sensational rumors of narcotics violence that have hurt tourism in Tasco. While Corey shopped, I chatted with the employee. He had not only lived in Minnesota, but also in California and in various coastal cities across Mexico. I looked at him again. What had led this man, well on in life, who had spent years living on sunny beaches and who had experienced the wonders, though perhaps less to his taste, of Minnesota, to end up as a jewelry salesman in the small mountain town of Tasco? Why, in fact, had I ended up here? But a gulf opened between us, between consumer and salesman, between tourist and worker. The gulf of my privilege. Suddenly I wanted to know everything. Where had the silver come from? Who mined it? Who made the jewelry? But nothing struck Corey's eye, and we left the man to his quiet shop. I'm back now in Cuernavaca, and the sun has set over the Barranca. Dogs are barking and fighting below. Beside me is my copy of Under the Volcano, a novel by Malcolm Lowry, a great cavernous book that takes place in this city. Its protagonist is a lover of drink, and to get in the spirit I have, too, a bottle of tequila. So, with a swig, I open the book. Until next time.